You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Dope Ass Dream Show. We are an official podcast now. We have intro music, that's cool. That was my one of my singles. So
yes. You just put it out 2 weeks ago. We're really proud of it. You should see the music video.
Yes, that single is called
"I Want to Hang Out with You."
Yes, yeah. it's my own personal creation. I thought of it in a dream.
Yes, so, he did.
Yes, I'm taking my headset off though.
There's some very beautiful scenes in the music video of
yes.
Chad.
Yes, of course.
On
yes,
the beach.
Yes, with my hair blowing in the wind.
Yes.
There is a
very sexy shirtless yes, men fanning him.
There is an oyster placed in a certain spot to keep it tame. Check out the music video so you can see that. But,
yes.
Yeah, yes. But anyway, this is the Dope Ass Dream Show, the
Welcome.
Podcast for the dreamers where we make people's dreams come true. I am Chad, of course, the famous singer, and joining me is
Rocky Wallace.
Yes.
The not quite as famous singer.
my trusty co-host. Yes.
Trusty sidekick. I don't think anybody ever wants to be Robin, but I'm like totally down. I'm like, man, I don't have to be in the front lines of fire. I am totally down to be Robin in the Batman and Robin situation.
Listen, you know what? I'm happy to be Batman. Yeah. You know? I don't know if the song sounds as good if I do it in that voice.
Oh,
but,
I think you could 100% do it in that
and
voice.
And also, like, I think that's the perfect theme song to have for the show. Like, I'm listening to it. I mean, of
Thanks.
Course, I know the lyrics. I wrote it. But I was really listening to the lyrics. Yeah. I was like, man, what a fun, uppity song I've thought of on my own with no help from anyone. Man, I even did all the instrumentals for it.
Did you
at
really?
At the same time.
Wow. Wow, yes. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm just blown away.
You know, your dope ass dream could be someday to be as good as an artist as me.
You know what? I don't think I'll ever measure up.
Probably not. But you know,
we can dream.
For. Yes, we can
it's
dream.
It's a dream.
But on the wall.
Yeah.
You haven't put your dream up there yet. So.
My dream is to be as good of an artist as Chad.
But she actually had a show.
I did.
How'd that go?
It went good. It was at Dime in Detroit, which is Detroit Institute of Music
yes,
Education.
Played there many times.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh, you have.
I don't know if you saw the picture of me in the corner, but.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you didn't look hard enough.
You know what? I didn't stay for the headliner. I didn't realize it was you.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. You know, it was me.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. My friend Tyrell put it on. He's a great hip hop artist. And it was just like a whole night of art, which was really fun.
Yeah.
So they had painters there, like painting while the music was going on. They had designers showcasing their fashion designs. And they also had these ladies there who were making some sick wings, and they make this like Creole juice.
Okay, do you mean like wings as in like wings or like some chicken wings?
Chicken wings.
Okay,
honestly, yeah.
I they were making like wings. Like,
oh,
you could wear.
No. They were like culinary
they were
artists.
Sick wings. Okay.
Yeah. He covered all the bases.
Yes.
It was really cool. So like these Motown guys opened up the night, and it was really cool. And they were they were amazingly talented and hilarious at the same time.
Yeah, like, so they, just like me.
Yes. Yes. 100%. I thought that was you.
That was me.
In
that
the
was
corner.
Me. That was me.
Playing that, the triangle.
Where the picture was.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Why you couldn't see the picture because yeah. I was standing in front of it.
Oh, yes. That was you. Yes. Wow. We just missed yes. each other.
You just missed me. Just missed me. I play a mean triangle.
I know.
That's three sides of excellence.
Yes. Yes. Was that an electric triangle?
It was. And it was an acute wow. triangle as well.
Wow. Yes. Oh, my yes. gosh. I'm floored and blown away by your gifts.
Yeah, aren't we all? But we have a great show today. Mm-hmm. So I tried picking out a dope-ass dreamer of the week, and the three people I selected one got back to me. They couldn't. And the other two never got back to me. So we didn't Rude. Have a dope-ass dreamer of the week. And at first we were like, well, cancel the show. Not really. But we decided instead to do something different this week. And,
yeah.
And I think it's going to be a really fun episode. I think yeah. I think, especially since we've added the music, I think this might be our best episode we've had
oh
so far.
Oh my gosh, I know.
I think so.
Well, it's your gifts, really.
You know I can't take all the credit. Just 90% of it.
Yeah. So yes. I feel like people always talk about their successes and blah, 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 but you got to have some fails.
You do.
In there.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
my life is full of fails.
I know. Well, and I always tell people, especially like new artists or whatever, mm-hmm. it's not how bad you fuck up, it's how good you can recover.
Exactly.
So like that's like my parting line. Like it doesn't matter because there's always going to be mistakes, whether they're your fault or their technical difficulties.
You know, that's
whatever.
Actually a quote that I wrote.
Is it?
Yeah.
I knew I got it from
I must
somewhere.
Have been where you
I
heard
didn't
it.
See. I didn't see the small fine print.
I love
of
this
your
new gimmick
name.
Where yeah. I just take credit for everything. It's great.
I think I'm on board. I'll yeah. be like, yes, he did.
It was 100%. All me. Yes.
But yeah, so today we're going to kind of go through some of our more embarrassing moments. I yes. feel like people don't ever put those on blast.
And you know what? I am proud of my embarrassing moments because I am all about the good of a story. So
yeah.
I love, especially with me when I write jokes, like most of the jokes I write are stories that have happened to me. So I love when just shitty, embarrassing things happen to me or some of my loved ones because it's just fuel for my comedy
fire.
I am
so easily embarrassed, I feel like. And I hate making other people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like I hate that feeling of being
yeah.
embarrassed, so I never try and make anybody else yeah. feel embarrassed.
I will never
know?
Try to make someone embarrassed, but people seem to be, for some reason, people say I embarrass them. I don't know what that means.
Oh,
like,
I don't know what that means
I don't
either.
Know either. People think I'm loud and I just like to make myself known in public. So,
yeah.
I don't know. There's one thing I'm known for. It's my talent, my dashing good looks, and my modesty, and then my my silent stature, my yeah. demeanor about myself. I don't like to make it about me.
Oh, yeah. Never.
Yeah, never.
Hey, wait. Did you go on your audition?
I did.
You did?
Yes,
how'd that go?
Yes.
Should we talk? Can we talk about what show it was? Or
no?
Okay. All
I
right.
don't even think I don't even think they want me to talk about how the casting call went.
But, oh, really?
Yeah. I'll tell you off air though.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was for a reality show. We'll let that. I can definitely say that.
Okay.
So
all right. But it went well.
Yeah. And I will say the funny thing is about it too is like I've listened to a bunch of podcasts and interviews of people who work in casting for reality mm-hmm. shows, and they always talk about like things that people like are looking for in mm-hmm. that. So like I kind of knew what I was going to say when I got there, and then I was like
That's
waiting.
So smart.
Yeah, and I was waiting for people to get up there, and they were saying their thing, and I got up there and I said like what I well for one I said I was a podcaster, and that would help me on the show because I'm able to do this, and I said mm-hmm. I'm able to talk to people and read people and really figure them out. So mm-hmm. and then I said I shit my pants when I was 8 picking out a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I just told a really funny story, and that's how I ended it. So
wow.
hopefully they laugh at that and think we want this guy.
Yeah,
we want this guy. And I would tell you how I let shitting myself in public work around the show, but I think that would give the show away.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's Naked and Afraid, everyone. That's what it is. Right, yeah. It's not really Naked and Afraid, but
all right, so it went good. Well, I'm excited for you.
I think it went good, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I think everything I do is good, which is a flaw of mine.
No.
So
I don't think it's a flaw. I think it's
well that's good.
Confidence.
It is sometimes it's false confidence. Sometimes I'm like, this is great and I know it's great, and then my friends are like, this is shit.
Yeah. But you know, I think when it's like that, you have people around you who can like
yeah.
be honest. You
yeah.
know?
And it's like for example, if I put something out and you were like, Chad, this fucking sucks, I'd yeah. be like, you know what? I trust your judgment.
Yeah.
After all, you like my song like, I just put out.
Well,
so.
I loved the exactly, song yes. you just put out. Yeah. Yes. It's a hit for sure.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to have people though in your life that'll be like,
yeah.
like my mom's definitely that person.
Oh, yeah.
I can't, I'm like, no, you look great in that shirt.
And Jackie's like, no, go fucking change.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. She's like, I know. And you've put on 10 pounds. So. something a different altogether.
Jackie intimidates me, and like, and I mean that in the most positive and complimentary way. Like, she's one
I
of those people.
Say she's the scariest.
She's one of those people. Like, she's so sweet, but also like, I would never want to fuck with her.
No.
Like, if I ever got on her bad side, I think I'd move out of the country and change my name to Felix.
I swear, I whenever like she calls, and I could be doing nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I could just be driving on time somewhere, but as soon as she calls, I'm like, shit. Turn the music down.
Yeah.
Like, look around. Is she, can she see me? Like,
I like the phone. What are you? You didn't have your blinker on when you just turned. What the fuck? You could die.
I know. That's 100%. Like, I freak out every time. I'm like, shh.
We had a meeting.
Don't say anything.
We had a meeting one time, and it was like, it was right when the weather was starting to get warm. And by warm, I mean it was 45 degrees.
Yeah.
And me and Jackie met at a Tim Hortons for like, to talk about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And she shows up and she's wearing like a coat because it's still 45 degrees. Yeah. And I was wearing a t-shirt and shorts. And after the meeting, I walked outside and she was like, and what are you doing? Go put a coat on.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna get sick. And I was just like, all right, I will do.
Yeah.
Will do.
Yes, ma'am.
It scared me. I went and bought a scarf.
Yeah.
Just wrapped it around myself. I was like, I'm sorry.
That's so accurate.
But yeah, today's gonna be all about our own personal fails.
Yeah.
I think in order for you to accomplish your dreams, you have to know how to fail as well.
Yeah.
And I know how to fail very well. As long as many of the other things I know how to do very well, failing is one of them.
Yeah.
I fail very rarely, of course, you know.
I failed too
in my
much.
Life, you know. Well, I mean, maybe
too
someday
much.
You'll learn how to be like me and you'll fail less.
I strive.
Of course.
Day.
I love this gimmick. I
wake
just,
up every morning and I'm like, how can I be,
how can I be like
Chad?
Chad? No one should ever wake up and ask, how should I be like Chad? Except for maybe me. So I think I pull Chad off pretty well.
I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, so let's get in. So I've had many fails, but one.
So are we, because I know we talked about doing this in categories first. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to start with work and school fails.
Okay, work and school fails.
Okay. So I've had a lot of my work fails include almost falling. So I wear heels when I perform, and there are lots of wires and cords on stage and gaps that heels get stuck in.
Mm-hmm.
But my worst one was we were throwing an event. And my mom put on this event for the suicide charity No Resolve. So they're a youth suicide organization. We put on this great event. It was a hair show with a rock show, and it was just really cool. And I had bought my mom flowers, you know, to celebrate everything she had done at the end because it was a really successful night and everything. So I forgot because I was performing that night, so I forgot them in my car. So I wanted to run out to my car, and I run back in the green room. Okay, so you had to get to the green room to go mm-hmm. on stage. I opened the door to the green room and I'm like running. Okay. I literally was like it was like a cartoon. I just went, like fell flat on my face. And there's mm-hmm. about 15 musicians
just
all standing there that just watched me fall. And they were just all like, oh, and then they start dying laughing. And then like one person was like, are you okay?
One of them is like, oh, are you okay? Yeah.
But
well,
like,
fuck you,
yeah,
jackass.
I like literally popped up though. Like nothing had happened mm-hmm. like so fast.
Trying to play it cool. I didn't just fall.
But it was like not one of those
ones.
Sniffing
the floor.
I was like, I'm good. Like, yeah. I'm all good. It's fine. But it was just like, I was so embarrassed. And then I had, you know, a nice little bruises all over my legs
yeah.
from eating it. So that's one of my more embarrassing fails.
Okay. So mine is going to be like a I'm very new to the whole podcasting slash doing things that are creative. Most of my jobs and my job fails have been in like the I use the air quote traditional workplace environment, you know. So I was working at a restaurant. I was the manager, and I was putting together someone's order, and so the way this restaurant set up, when the order was done, you put it on the shelf. Mm-hmm. If it's not on the shelf, it's not fucking done yet. So
okay.
maybe not take it. You could see where this is going. Mm-hmm. So someone takes the order as it's not done, and they call the place, and she goes, I never got my blueberry muffin. And I was like, well, it wasn't done yet, so that's why you didn't get it. So, but if you want to come back, I can grab it for you. And she's like, I'm at work, and I'm not going to be there. So I was like, oh, okay, well, you know what? I'll bring it to you, which is totally against policy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not supposed to leave. But I knew this person where she worked because she said where she worked, and it was very
yeah.
close. So I was like, you know what? I'll leave. And there was another manager there, so I'm like, you know, hold the fort down. So I get in my car, and I drive over there, and I get to where she is, and I say, here you go. Here's that. And then she says, maybe next time don't put it on the shelf if it's not fucking ready yet. And she swipes it from my hands, and I'm like, okay, all right. So annoyed, I go outside, and – she was She was working on a college campus when I was a college student. And I look and my car has a parking ticket on the car. And I'm just like, oh, great. This is what I get for being nice. So I get in my car and I drive back. And then, like, so at this point I'm annoyed. But, you know, I'm trying not to let it get to me.
Yeah.
And then this lady comes up to me, like, maybe 20 minutes after I get back. And she just looks at me. And I'm like – and she the look I just gave Rocky was a very angry look.
Yes,
and,
it was.
And I'm like, can I help you, ma'am? And she's like, I don't like how you guys put my baguette in a bag because it's going to get dried out if you put it in a bag. And so I was genuinely – thinking about what I should say to this woman. Because, like, do I say I can put it in another bag? Because to me, that response seemed condescending.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I don't know what you want me to do. So I didn't say anything. And then she said, can I get this in a bag? And
just
screaming at me. And I'm just like, yeah, no problem. And I go and I grab her bag and she's like, sorry, all right? It's not my fault my mom died. And I'm just like, what?
Oh my
God. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
So this lady, like, snatches the baguette out of my hands, and then she leaves. And then, you know, I'm like, well, at least that's probably going to be the worst thing that happened to me today. It was not.
Oh, no.
So then I'm on my break, and I'm sitting in the dining room eating my food. And this lady comes in, an elderly woman, and she comes in, and she stomps to the counter, and she dings the bell. And someone comes up, and she's just like, you forgot to put a spoon in my bag.
Oh, my God.
And so I walk up and I go, excuse me, ma'am. Like, you're not going to scream in my restaurant. Let's pipe that down. Because one thing about me is, like, I don't really put up with rude customers.
Yeah.
In my management training, they told me, like, you know, it's your job to stand up for your people. So once I knew that, like, I wasn't going to get in trouble for shit like this, I was always that manager.
Yeah.
Like, I kicked people out of that restaurant so many times, like, all the time when they're rude, because I just don't put up with it. Like, you can scream at me, I don't care. Like, I can take it, but don't, like, scream at someone. Like, I had someone make one of my employees cry one time, and I booted them out. I was like, you're not gonna come up in here and make anyone cry, go away.
Wow.
So then I'm like, so you're not gonna come up here and raise hell over a spoon. Like, I can get you a spoon, like an adult, like, if you ask me. And then she's like, he forgot my spoon. And I'm like, and you know what, that's on him, but, like, again, you're not gonna. So I give him a spoon. And then she's like, and maybe next time they should do their jobs right so people want to come back. And then at this point, I snapped. I was like, you know what? I don't need people to come back, nor do I want people to come back. People like you don't have to come back.
Yeah.
You can go.
Oh, my God.
So they leave. And that really wasn't a fail on me. That was kind of just a bad day at work. But I lump it in as the same thing.
Yeah.
So, when I was in a band in high school, my band was called 7 Days From Now. I don't know if I ever told you this. So it was a punk rock band, but I always felt like our name kind of like a folkish sound to it. Like,
okay.
I feel like 7 Days From Now was like an all acoustic, like, like something you'd like singing like with a banjo up on like a mountain. So I said, if we're a punk band, we should really make it like punk sounding. So I was like, so what can we do? So then I was like, let's call it hashtag, and then we'll abbreviate it and say 7DFN.
Yeah,
I thought that was punk as fuck, as they said on the streets. And I know they said on the streets because I'm in with it.
Yeah.
We had a show coming up and we wanted to make a new song. And so my band decided the day of the show, hey, let's make a new song.
Oh, right? Boy.
You could tell we weren't experienced. Brad was in this band.
Oh, Lord.
Brad was our guitarist.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So Brad and my two friends are – and me, or like, we could just come up with something real quick. So, like, we just start making something up, right? And it sounds awesome. So then we're like, okay, let's do it again. So we play it again, and it sounds awesome. So then we go, cool, we can go perform this. Let's go on the show. And at the time, I blamed this all on myself. But as an adult who now knows how performing and things go, this was not my fault at all. It was all of our faults for thinking we could pull this off.
Oh, my gosh.
So we get to the show, and the way the show's sound was set up, I couldn't hear any of the band.
Oh,
I couldn't hear anything. All I could hear was myself. And I know at the beginning of the song, I hit my snare and my toms for like a buildup, and then it crescendos. And then but I couldn't hear the buildup, so I just kept the entire time. I just kept building up. And I'm looking over, and they're like rocking out, doing the parts where it's supposed to break down. And I'm just just going louder. And my friends,
I want audio of this.
Oh my god.
Video.
If it exists, my friends burned it. Like, I was the person in the band that just wanted to be in a band with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't take things seriously. Mm-hmm. I practiced. I knew my parts.
Yeah.
But I knew my musical talents were not going to take me to as far. Well, I mean, I say that, but look at me. I'm not doing theme songs for the podcast.
I know,
so
it's amazing.
I guess I, you know, toot my own horn. But at the time, stupid Chad didn't think he was going to go anywhere with music. But my brother took it very seriously.
Yeah.
Obviously. He's still doing it now. And my other two friends took it seriously, too. I don't think either of them do it now, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
So they are fuming. But
oh my gosh.
Couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So I just kept hitting it. And I look over and I see my friend. You know, like when you bring your friends, they're like, they will go out of their way to like really bob and move.
Yeah.
To like show like, hey, this band is good. And I'm sure you've had time, not for you because you're very talented and wonderful, but I'm sure you've seen people really bomb and their friends still like, yeah. And this is exactly.
I am that guy.
And this is, yeah.
I'm the guy who bobs.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, this is amazing.
And this is exactly what
happened.
Even
if when it is very not.
I look out in the audience and I just see everyone looking at me, wide-eyed, looking terrified, just bobbing their heads. Like, what is, because you can imagine, like, these people are all making music, but I'm just banging things. So it probably just sounds like random sound. And then, like, my
I need to hear this.
Yes, my lead singer actually turns around. I don't think my mom was there for that show.
Oh my gosh!
My parents showed up after we played because my dad shows up and says, "Look, I bought you a Spider-Man shirt," and I was pissed. I was like, "Thanks, Dad. I don't care at this moment." But I wasn't mad that I was upset that the show like that song sucked.
Yeah,
because we couldn't really recover after that because again I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah,
so I was off for like all of our songs because like I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
So, but halfway through the set, my lead singer turned on, just flips me off in the middle of the show, and that got to me. That made I almost got up and walked off. Like I was almost just like, you know what, you don't need me. Like,
wow.
And I almost got up and left. So
that's
yeah,
rough.
That was probably the. Besides,
did you play how many shows after that? Did you play a lot of shows after that?
That was towards the end of the 7DFN time, I think. Oh, I think that might have been. So as a joke to annoy Brad, because Brad Brad took it super seriously.
Yeah.
And like it shows. He's in a band now and they do gigs and you know, progress is being made with his music career.
Yeah.
But when we were just starting, Brad took it super seriously. And I remember us jokingly saying, hey, let's change our name from 7DFN to Lazy Susan. So we convinced Brad to come along with it. We told him it was only for one show. For one show, we were going to say, we're Lazy Susan. But no, we kept it for a solid 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
And Brad, because that's an awful name for a band. And Brad hated it. And Brad got so mad that we were just like, we're Lazy Susan. Like, because for me, like, I don't care what the name is. I want to hang out with my friends. Like,
yeah.
It was fun. That was funny to me.
Yeah.
You know, I like comedy. I think that's hilarious. Yeah. I think a band that calls themselves Lazy Susan and just hits the tom and snare their entire set. That's funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, so aww, we named
Brad.
It. Oh, yeah. So we named it, and Brad's like, I hate the name. Yeah. I hate the name. So I think that was the same, because I remember us bringing out a banner that said 7DFN on it, and then us like ripping it in half.
Oh,
and then
my
being like,
gosh.
We're Lazy Susan now. And everyone around us were like, oh, because we told no one we were doing it. So everyone was just like, yeah, Lazy Susan. Like,
oh my gosh, poor Brad.
Yeah.
I'm happy he's in a band now.
Yes, in a much better band that isn't Lazy
that
Susan.
Appreciates him.
Yes. We did one show for a battle of the band and we were all graduating. So, and this is me being funny and not taking things seriously. I made 7DFN t-shirts and on the back it said, the legend never dies. And I gave them to all of us. We only made enough for us and we wore them. And I up until very recently, I knew I had the shirt. I have not seen the shirt in a very long time. But
oh my god,
it was so funny. It was so funny. We did a song that was like all instrumentals, and then we just yelled, the legend never dies. Just start this, and I actually heard the music for that one, so that one actually sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I want to hear this stuff. I feel like we need to play.
I jokingly said during one of our practices, guys, we're only going to get famous if we make a song that has a dance to it. Think about the Wobble, Teach Me How to Dougie, Crank That Soulja Boy, the Cupid Shuffle. We need a song that's based about a dance.
Yeah.
So we made a song called Easy Go.
Okay.
And it had a dance, and it was the worst and most embarrassing. I think that is online. You can find that on YouTube.
Okay, you'll
have to
dig. Preview right
okay,
now.
So you have to stand up and you have to like crouch.
Hold
and then
on. I feel like we should be.
You can film
yeah,
it.
Okay.
Like, so I'm trying to make sure the mic can still pick me up. So, but you crouch like this, and then you go like E E E, E, Z, 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 Z. And then you go G, like you're backing up like this. And then you go, oh. And that was
the
dance.
That's actually pretty good. I like it.
Thank you. I thought of it all on my own because besides being a famous singer and podcaster, I'm also a wonderful choreographer.
I can see that. Yes. All right, guys. I will definitely post this video.
Yes,
so you
yes.
All
you absolutely
see,
should.
That was awesome.
You absolutely should. And the song was so like walking the streets like what up? I got an easy go something 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 flow. Like
what does that even mean?
I don't even know. I didn't even know what an easy go was for the longest time. It's like a golf cart. I think it's like a golf cart or like those carts people roll into supermarkets.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So it was just us rolling down. We wanted to do a music video and have us actually go down the expressway in an easy go, but we felt like we'd go to jail. Hit by a car.
One of the two, for sure.
So, but yeah.
That's awesome.
That's probably my big time as a musician fail.
Oh, I have plenty of musician fails.
I did a couple of joke stand-up fails.
Joke stand-up fails?
Yeah, I was doing, this was my third grade talent show.
Oh, that doesn't even count.
Little third grade Chad gets up there and, you know.
You did a stand-up talent show?
Yeah.
Like you did a stand-up
bit? It was for talent show and I did stand-up comedy, yeah.
In third grade?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I had a joke where I took my dog to the vet, and the vet picked the dog up by the ears and said, "I have to put your dog down." And I said, "Oh, is it be? Oh no, because the dog was cross-eyed in the joke."
Okay.
I took my cross-eyed dog to the vet, and the vet picks him up by the ears and says, "I have to put this dog down." And the joke is because he's cross-eyed, and the vet goes, "No, because he's heavy."
I don't get it.
Because he picks him up by the ears.
Oh.
Yeah. See. Yeah. So. But,
as
third grade Chad, I said, you know, so then the doctor says, "We have to put your dog down." And I said, "Because he's heavy?" "No, because he's heavy."
Oh.
And no one laughs.
Aww, and I just not looked, even pity laughs?
I think I got a couple pity laughs, but like third grade Chad was like, "Fuck, damn it.
No.
I will not have this disrespect. You will laugh at my jokes."
I would have laughed just because you were in third grade up there telling jokes. Yeah. I would have been like dying laughing.
I had like a tie I wore.
Wow. Like,
yeah. Aww. I've loved stand-up comedy my entire life. So
yeah. Wow.
But yeah, I did stand-up comedy for the Mayfield Elementary School talent show from like second to like fifth grade.
Did you get more laughs after that?
Yeah, I brought the house down every single year. Okay. I was told, this is not me just putting myself over. I was told I was the best performer every single year.
So was that your first talent show doing stand up?
I think that was like my second or third.
So, at such a young age to have something like that, what kept you going then?
I wanted to be funny and I liked people laughing at me. My entire life I've loved just making people laugh.
But that didn't discourage you from like getting out?
Oh, no.
So young?
Well, so like that particular instance, because that was my first time I ever messed up a joke too. Like,
oh, wow.
So I was like, damn it. So like I got up there and yeah, I beat myself up about it for a while.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like I was doing comedy clubs every weekend either.
Yeah.
Like, by the time I did something else, which was I think the next talent show,
I was over it.
But and then it also made me at a very young age realize, hey, slow down and think about what you're doing.
Like, yeah.
So.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you a fail and I have not recovered from this fail.
Okay.
And it's been probably 6 years.
Did you poop yourself on stage?
Pretty much.
That's I took a guess. This is fantastic.
No, I didn't.
And this is why I don't eat chalupas before every show.
Yeah. There was no defecating on stage. But
okay.
So
that was a very sophisticated way of saying shitting yourself on stage. There was no defecation. There was none of that, malarkey.
Yeah, no, there wasn't. So okay. All right, so I have sang the national anthem as my first live gig.
Oh man, how old were you?
I was in second grade.
I remember you in high school,
first
doing,
or second
like,
grade
gigs and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Me and Rocky went to the same high school, actually.
Yeah,
also.
We did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know you, but
yeah,
I knew of
I don't
you.
Think you. I knew.
I knew
you
there
did,
was a person in my school that was a really good singer,
aww.
And I was like, "Oh
thanks.
Wow!" And then there's this girl. I mean, obviously it's me. I'm the good singer, but
yeah.
this Rocky chick is also pretty good, from what I hear.
Yeah, she's so. Trying to take over your
limelight.
Didn't
you do like Lapeer Idol or something?
I don't remember. Somebody told me I did that, but I was like, I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure when you get to, you know, music icons like ourselves, our performances kind of blend together.
Yeah.
Like, surprised I remembered the Mayfield talent show.
I know. I'm impressed. So, okay. So I've done the national anthem since I was really little. Like, that was my first performance ever was the national anthem for my school. I was, like, I think I was in first or second grade, like, right around there.
So, like, what, six maybe?
Yeah. So it was right around there. So I've been doing it for a long time. I have messed it up a handful of times, okay?
Yeah.
And It's one of those songs I'm always say you can't. It's not how bad you fuck up. It's how good you recover. That's always my. But it is the
is that
only.
What, is
song.
That what you said at the ripe young age of six?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if I fuck up.
Yeah.
That's how I recover.
Yeah.
J Dubs taught me that.
Yeah. But he thinks, Mom, you taught me that.
I remember just see Jackie like looking at 6-year old Rocky and just being like, doesn't matter if you fuck up, Rocky.
Yeah.
It just matters how you recover. Yeah. Now go out there and sing, damn it. All right, Mom.
Yeah. That's accurate. Yeah. But so. That's the one song you can't recover from, though, because it's no one says those words anymore. You're doing it a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy for me anyway to get distracted when I'm singing it and lose my train of thought and like forget where I'm at.
I mean, there are Super Bowl performances where they fuck that up.
So I cannot watch anybody singing the national anthem. If it's if it's at a Super Bowl thing or if it's at a sporting event, I will wait until they're done and then I'll go watch. Yeah. But I cannot.
How bad did you mess up?
So listen.
Okay.
So I've messed it up a handful of times. I messed it up at a high school basketball game. I messed it up at a kids football game. I messed it up a couple of times in school. So it's happened to me a handful of times, and it's humiliating every single time.
Do you get booed when you mess up?
No, no one booed me.
Because I feel like that's like some
no,
communist
people,
things.
I always just am like, oh my gosh, boo. I just like whatever. But I've always had really gracious people be like, yes, you know, start again, like do it again, you know. So the song terrifies me. Mm-hmm. Like I will be shitting.
It
the
terrifies
entire
our
day.
Enemies too, damn it, America.
Right? Yeah. So like, no, I am so scared of that song. So I get this opportunity to do it for the Pistons.
Oh, hell
okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what you think, that's, right? I mean,
and she put the piss in Pistons that night. That,
yeah, no kidding. So I go up and I'm like, I'm so nervous. There's so many people there, and first of all, I'm in these shoes that are like skyscrapers. They're like stilts, okay?
They're actually Rip Hamilton shoes.
Yeah. And so I go and I start singing it and I'm like, all right, I'm getting there. And then I forget the words. And so in my head, it was like the way it sounded in my head was I had stopped singing and I started mumbling things because I didn't know where I was at. Basically.
Galilee's gleaming.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened. In my head, it was just like this catastrophic moment. And then the basketball players started singing it for me.
Oh, that was nice of them.
It was nice of them. But in my head, I was like, shut the fuck up. I got this. Like,
those good guy Pistons.
Yeah.
Like.
And so,
Chauncey Billups was like, I got you.
Yeah, basically. And so, like, then I did finish the song and I was just mortified. Like, so embarrassed. I have not sang it since.
Okay.
And my mom, we actually just had this conversation a couple days ago. She's like, you need to sing it again. Like, you need to do it.
You need to overcome your.
She does.
I agree with her, though. You need to overcome your fear.
Like, if they ever
ask
me.
Think of how good you'll feel once you just belt it out.
I am not.
Captain America will salute you. Like, fuck you. Oh, you'll make the Statue of Liberty cry. It'll be so beautiful. An eagle will fly over you out of nowhere. You'll be like, how'd an eagle get inside?
Yeah.
That's how patriotic it will be. Uncle Sam will raise from the dead and say, that was damn good, and then go back down.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I think about it, and I got asked. They were like, do you do anthems? I was like, sure.
I do party anthems.
Yeah.
Not national anthems.
I know. I was like, ugh. So that was my big fail. And then afterwards, like, I was just so mortified and just like, oh my God. I was like, I'm done. Like, I just want to retire
this
forever.
This is my music career.
Yeah. That's basically what I thought. I was like, I'm over. Like, forget it. This is it. I've sang this song since I was 6 years old and I can't remember on the biggest opportunity.
Well, listen, I mean, like
it.
I said, there are Super Bowl singers like who do the Super Bowl show. I only know because that's the only time I really ever watched like the introduction of sporting games that's in the national anthem and they fuck up. Like, wasn't there one a few years ago where they fucked up and people booed them?
Yes, which is so unfair. People need to realize how hard that song is to sing, and especially when you're singing a cappella. I would never sing it a cappella for a sporting
I could
event
imagine like,
that.
Like, not like,
because it's totally different when you're singing with music.
I could imagine, like, it's not that the lyrics are, I mean,
the lyrics are hard.
The lyrics are probably hard, but on top of that, too, there's a lot of fucking pressure because you don't
want
to, because I feel like every single person that sings the national anthem goes in there thinking, I do not want to be that person that gets it wrong.
No.
And when you overthink things, you know, you say, my heavy dog is heavy when it's supposed to be cross-eyed. You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, it's really a hard song to sing. And so I think when, I think Christina Aguilera, messed it up. And I, my heart just sank for her because it's such a hard song to
sing. So you should have been like, you know what? I'll sing it for you.
No, I would, but I was like, you know, people, I just think it's just so wrong. People boo or whatever. It's such a hard song to sing. It's in the words. No one talks like that anymore. So it's even harder.
Yeah.
Gallantly
streaming. They should modify the lyrics.
You know,
it should start with like America, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And then just go for it. Like,
yeah, it's a hard song. And so I can't watch it because I just, my heart literally goes out to the people who sing it for those big events because it's like not only are the people in the arena watching it, but there's people at home watching it. It's just
can you imagine when our grandkids are our age and they hear that song and they just go, what Shakespearean fucking piece of literature is this? Like,
I
put this into my droid and it didn't, it translated, does not compute. I don't know what this is. Like, what's so gallantly glee? I don't even know if those are the words.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
just close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a hard song to sing. And, you know, especially when you're doing it a cappella, it's just, it's totally different when you're singing it with music. If you sing it with music, you have at least the music to kind of like guide you a little bit so you don't forget where you're at or, you know, whatever, get stumped by the lyrics.
The next time you decide to take a gig singing the national anthem, I'll bring cue cards.
Yes.
And I will stand in front of you with the words.
Yes.
Just make sure I don't get them confused.
Yeah.
Because I feel like singing the wrong verse would be almost as bad as singing,
as
getting the lyrics wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy.
And there's no chorus. There should be a chorus.
There's, that's the other thing too. Yeah. It doesn't go back to anything. It's always, it's different. Every part is different. So it is what it is. But yeah, that's my big fail.
Okay.
That's my big embarrassing fail.
So I think we've covered a lot of...
I haven't recovered, though.
Well, you should do it again.
That's
and then you can recover
says.
And belt it out. And
I know.
Listen, that's what Chad would do.
That's what Chad would do. What would Chad do?
What
that's
would Chad
be
do?
My...
Hashtag what would Chad do? Okay, so I think we've covered workplace / like performance mistakes and fails. What were some of the other ones we discussed?
Dating fails.
Ooh, dating fails. All right, man. We really should have had the reasons why this is why I'm single girls on.
Yes,
that would have been a funny guest for this, you know. well, but I digress. That's a podcast on Podcast Detroit. Also, you should check them out. They're very funny.
Yes.
Link in the description. I don't even know if we can put links in the description, but you know, we'll work on it. It's not YouTube, you know.
Yeah.
Smash that like button.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, yeah. So I'll let you start.
All right. So I mean, I've had many dating fails, but I have one in particular. That is my favorite.
Okay. All
so right. I was going on a first date with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was late because I'm always late. And
it is true.
Yes.
He's always late.
I am always late.
I'm usually pretty early.
You are. I appreciate
Punctual Pringle, they call me.
I appreciate that.
On the streets.
On the streets.
It's a name they fear. Oh, it's Punctual Pringle. He's always on time for an ass beating.
15 minutes early. No. So I go. And I'm running late, and I had just finished like a writing session, so I had to go. I changed in a gas station bathroom.
Okay.
So I'm going to get gas.
We've all done it.
Yeah. So yeah. I get gas, and it's at a very, very busy gas station. And I go back in because I couldn't, like, it didn't say like approved or whatever when it was done. So I wanted to make sure that my card went through.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back in, and I'm like, hey, I just wanted to check. Did my credit card go through? And they're like, yeah, you're good to go. And I said, okay. So I got in my car, and I pulled away.
Yeah.
Not realizing that I hadn't pulled the gas thing out of my car, so I ripped the gas hose off of the gas thing. And so there's like gas spewing everywhere.
I didn't think that ever actually happened to somebody.
It 100% has happened. And so I'm like freaking out because it's like a busy gas station. There's tons of people. There's gas just like spewing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go in and I'm like, I broke the thing. And I hear him thinking, oh my God, this is going to cost me so much money. And I was like, I'll fix it. Like, whatever. So people are sitting there staring and laughing at me. And I'm just like panicked about, yeah.
Look at that poor woman.
No, it's more like, haha, look at that dumbass.
Look,
like,
look at that asshole covered in gas now.
So
no one light a match.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
That's basically what happened. So then I go and I'm like, they come out. They're like, no, it's okay. They put the thing on. They're like, they attach, you know, because people do this all the time, apparently. It's so,
standard protocol.
Yeah.
We get this all the time.
I know. That's basically what he said. I was like, okay. So I left out and I smelled like gas for the rest of my date. And
which is a very seductive scent.
Right? Yes, it was.
Like, oh, man. Is that Pennzoil I smell? Man.
Yes, he definitely tried to get in my pants that night, but didn't happen.
It's because you reminded him of Marathon, which is his favorite spot.
Yeah, apparently.
I lost my virginity at a marathon. True story.
Yeah.
Gas wasn't the only thing pumping.
Yeah. All right, Chad.
All right. So, my last relationship was like a 7-year relationship.
That's too many.
So, as a young adult in the dating game, you know, I'm very new to it. But like most things I do in life, I'm pretty kick ass at it.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
I say that's a very humble brag. I'm actually pretty terrible at it. But this is like one of the first dates I went on. It was me and this girl. I was going out with all my friends. It was like a group thing.
Okay.
And it was actually for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I invited her out because I thought she was cute. She was actually my friend's friend.
Okay.
And to be fair, my friend said, don't do it. She sucks. Yeah. But I was like, no, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And so I invite her out. And then I'm getting ready. We're going to a bar. And my friend says, hey, we should pregame at your place before the bar. Just me and him. And I said, okay, sure.
Yeah.
This was my friend Gage. And I don't think I've ever told you about my friend Gage.
No.
He's that friend that I personally love, but everyone else hates.
Oh, God.
He's like that friend. He's like that friend that would, like, when you bring him around, they're like, why is he here?
Yeah.
Like, but I love him. We get along really well.
Yeah.
So he shows up and he has a fifth of Fireball that he pulls into my house. And Fireball is one of those drinks that this day was the day that kind of solidified that, but every time I've drank Fireball to this point, it's always made me sick afterwards.
Mm.
And I told him that, and that's why he bought it, because he's an asshole, right?
Yeah.
Love you, Gage. Love you, buddy, but you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And he will tell you this. Like, says right on his like job resume, an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, but so he shows up with a fifth of Fireball, and he says, we're going to finish this fifth before we go out.
Oh, no.
11 shots of Fireball is what entered my body.
Oh, no.
Yes, because I hate myself. So then we decide, okay, let's go to the bar. So I'm feeling it, you know, as some would say.
Yeah.
By feeling it, I mean I probably should have went to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm feeling it. So we walk in, and all my friends are like, Chad. I'm like, hey, what up, everybody? Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the bar we went to is called The Bird. It's in Mount Pleasant, where I went to school. And for your birthday, you got a drink called The Bird Bath. It was a free bird bath on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And The Bird Bath is like 5 different types of liquor
and
a splash of Mountain Dew.
Oh, God.
So I pick it up, I take a sip, and I go, this is all Mountain Dew. And Gage, who is just like me on levels of stupidity, is like, oh, no. No, no, no. And then I just chug it.
Oh, no.
Yes, you can see where this is going.
Yes, I can
see
where it's going.
So I chug my drink, and then I go, I'll take another.
Oh, no.
Same thing. So then we're all sitting there hanging out. I don't know what I'm drinking at this point. My friend Josh tells the story perfectly. He says, I look over and Chad's glasses, one lens is foggy and the other lens is clear. And I have no idea how we did it. And I've never seen anyone do it again. So I just love that part of the story. This girl gets here and they show up and we're talking. And
does she know that you're hammered?
I don't know how you couldn't.
Okay.
My friends were all drunk too.
Yeah. And I think was she drinking?
She was drinking. So I think she was feeling it too.
Yeah.
I don't think as much as me.
Yeah.
Obviously. But so yeah, we start talking and I thought we were hitting it off really well, you know? And then I puked on her.
Oh my God.
Out of nowhere.
No.
Yeah. Out of nowhere. Like I was like, so then bah, it happened. It was like someone literally like unleashed the hounds. And it got all over the table. It got all over my friends. Got on her. My friends love me and can put up with me. So they're like, oh, Chad just puked. Like,
yeah.
And I rarely ever, like, I drink. Sure. Like, I like to go out and have fun.
Yeah.
But I never get that bad.
Okay.
So this is not an everyday thing for me. Like, I never get that bad.
It was your birthday.
It was my birthday. I don't want to turn up. And so, yeah, that happened. Puked on her. I don't remember what happened after that. My friends tell me I had said, no, I'm fine. And tried to like hug all my friends. Like, no, it's fine. And I'm also one of those people that like, I'm a hugger. And like, I'm really hard, like, get in here, you scamp. And I brought him in and they're like, no, don't hug us. Oh, he's hugging us. So my friend drives me home. And then the next day I go in my group chat and I say, so should I text her and tell her I'm sorry? Or should I just never speak to her again? And my friends all said, never speak to her again. I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
So I shoot her a text, and I don't know what to say. So I said, so how'd the rest of your night go?
So you didn't lead with the apology.
No.
Oh,
I
my
said,
God.
How'd the rest of your night go? And then I was going to apologize.
Yeah.
She never texted me back. So as a woman's perspective, should I have texted I'm sorry or just never spoken to her again?
I think an apology would have been nice.
Sin, I was going to.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have asked how the rest of the night went, though.
No, you should not have led with
up.
That. That's okay. Where you fucked right. up. I would have been like, so sorry about last night. Like, you know, my friend came over. I never get like this. Yeah. You grovel a little bit. If you like the girl, you know what I mean? If you don't like her, then fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I thought she was cute. But like, that was my first time. Like, I had seen her come around to the restaurant I used to work at a couple times. And that's kind of how I knew her. I didn't really know her that well. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't have anything like that. I don't have anything good like that.
I don't think anyone should have anything like that. It was not a good moment. I called my mom the next day. I was like, she's like, how'd the date go? And I'm like,
Let me tell you.
I got some tea cooking.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. I'm so happy right now.
Yeah. I have another story. So when me and the person I was with at the time, we broke up. We broke up around the time of her birthday, right?
Okay.
And she had a new boyfriend, like, the day after we broke up, right?
Yeah.
So she then says, it's my birthday. I still want you to come out to my birthday. And this is when I was way too nice of a person in my life. So I said, okay, fine. Where are we going? So we go to this Mexican restaurant, a place I had never been to before. Apparently she says, I love this place, even though we had never gone there in the 7 years we were together.
Oh, God.
So we get there, and I don't know that he's going to be there.
Oh, no.
Walk into the restaurant. They're both there. And at this point, I'm like, you already said you'd come. I should have just left. I should have just been like, actually, no, bye. Yeah. But I didn't. I stayed because I'm too nice a person. This restaurant had a mariachi singer the first Monday of every month, which is when we were there. Oh. Lucky me, right?
Yeah.
So this mariachi singer is walking around the restaurant, singing, playing a guitar and singing. And he gets to our table.
Oh, no.
And starts singing them a mariachi love song.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting there, fist clenched, like legs shaking.
So uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
And the guy said, so is this your boyfriend? And we both said, yep, at the same time. I said it because I wanted to be a dick.
Yeah.
So, and then the mariachi singer looks at me and looks at them, and I'm just eating my cheese sticks. That's how mad I got. I got cheese sticks at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
I looked down to the first thing I saw on the menu, which was cheese sticks, and got cheese sticks. I'm not even that big a fan of cheese sticks, but I ate them.
I don't like cheese sticks.
Like, I love cheese sticks, but I've never seen a restaurant do cheese sticks right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's another conversation for a different day. But so he sings this song, and then he says, I warmed her up for you for tonight, buddy. And then looks over at me. I swear to God, this is what he says. He looks at me and says, that guy's uncomfortable. And then walks away. I have never thought about punching a mariachi singer in my life. I'm not a violent man. Me and this mariachi singer almost went fisticuffs. Like, I almost caused a ruckus in this Mexican restaurant. I have never been there again. And he says on the microphone, all right, guys, thank you. You can see me the first Monday of every month. And I went, I know where not to be the first Monday of every month.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, I left.
That's so uncomfortable.
Oh, it was so.
Why would she do that, though?
Because she wasn't thinking. That was the nice thing I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And I said after it happened, they looked at me and I said nothing. And I said, in 2 months, this is going to be hilarious. And I will tell this story someday. Here we are.
There we are.
But right now, it is not funny.
Yeah. Wow. So, oh, man. That's rough.
Oh, you're telling me.
Oh. You are a trooper. Cause if my ex was like, let's go out for this,
I should have just said
and
no.
And I knew they were dating somebody else, I'd have been like, no, fuck off.
I should have just said, I'm good, actually.
Like, yeah.
But I don't know. I'm too nice a guy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is some craziness.
But yeah, so then I got a Tinder, like every other single adult does in life. And that's my dating life now. Well, that and other apps.
I'm so excited about this Tinder thing here because.
Yes. You're like the only, like, single, like, 20-something-year-old that doesn't have Tinder or any other kind. You don't even have any dating apps, right?
I don't have any dating apps.
Which, but I mean, you're newly single.
Yeah, but.
Newish.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's been like, what, like 4 months?
No, not quite, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, newish single.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't have, like, I just don't get on board with the app game.
You're a smart human being.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because.
I'm afraid of it, to be honest with you. I would never date somebody that I met online. Like, if somebody, like, slid my DMs or whatever, unless I knew who
they
were.
First of all, use the term slid into the DMs. That sounds weird.
Does it?
I mean, that's the term, but it does sound weird.
Okay, yeah. So, if someone, like, messaged me, I know people that have had successful relationships.
I mean,
I've
went on online dates, and
I'm just weird.
I mean, obviously, I'm single, so it tells you how well they end.
Yeah. I'm just, like, weird that it's, like, I'm going to show up and it's going to be, like, an axe murderer.
Well, see, that's why that's why you don't go, like, we want to get dinner in my basement? That's something you say no to. You say, how about we get coffee at a Starbucks where there's lots of people?
Yeah,
like,
that's
true. It's got to be smart with it. Like,
All right, so you're on Tinder.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you on Tinder to hook up? Because everyone says it's a hookup app.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you on Tinder to find a relationship?
Well, I can tell you from experience, I have never had a one-night stand on Tinder.
No,
so
okay.
I never have. But I don't know if that's because I have moral standards or if I just suck at Tinder.
You just have no game.
Well, yeah. I'd like to think I have game. I matched with this girl one time, and her bio, it says, works at IHOP. If you make me laugh, like, you're in.
Yeah.
And so I sent her a message that said, I hope you don't mind if I hop into your DMs. And then, like, said, dot, 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 and then with smiley face. Because I thought that was quality
humor.
Yeah,
I did too.
Never responded.
Oh,
ever.
My gosh.
But, like, obviously they were boring, so, yeah. Like, dodged a bullet. So.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd say I could be your Tinder coach, but I don't know if you want me to be your Tinder coach.
Yeah, I don't know about this whole Tinder
My
thing.
Tinder
I don't
bio
trust
says
it.
I was once told I looked like Seth Rogen. So I thought of something a couple days ago, and I said on Facebook, I posted it. I think I put it on Twitter too, mm-hmm. but it said, I want a woman to love me as much as mosquitoes do. And I think I'm going to make that my new Tinder bio because I think that's hilarious.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
See, I just like to have funny bios that make yeah. people laugh.
So when you matched with somebody on Tinder
yeah.
and you talk to them.
Well, I mean, you'd say a couple words and they usually delete the message afterwards. But that's how it works in the premise, yeah.
Wait, why do you delete the message afterwards?
Well, I mean, I don't. But I'm just saying that's what happens. You usually say, hey, and then they never respond. But also, like, oh. I think hey is boring. I like to try, when I match with somebody, I like to try to think of something funny to say.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'll, like, look at their pictures. If they have, like, a dog in their picture, I'm like, oh, your dog is cute. Like,
yeah.
You know? I feel like hey is boring. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey. You know, that doesn't yeah. set you apart from everyone
no,
else.
No, it doesn't.
Unless, like, for me, like, I have, like, maybe, like, five likes. But, like, these people who have, like, hundreds and hundreds. I have more
yeah.
than five. But, like, you know, not the thousands that people have on the beautiful people have, you know. So
I don't understand. So okay, so you slide, you match, and then
you swipe.
You swipe. Yeah, okay, yeah, so yeah. you swipe.
Yeah,
you match.
Swipe. Yep.
And then do you use a pickup line?
I think it depends on who you are.
Okay.
I don't, like I said, I like to, but I mean, if you count saying something funny as a pickup line, then I guess maybe, but I like to try to think of like a funny pun or something
yeah.
funny. Like, as I say, like, I just try to have some kind of catchy thing that reels them in,
yeah.
like, as they say, on the streets, where punctual Pringle roams.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then, because I always thought Tinder was like the hookup app. I thought that people...
I mean, I think it is. I've just never hooked up on it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm too afraid of that. I'm like afraid that they would have.
I mean, that's a good thing to fear. That's a good thing to fear, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm on Bumble, and Bumble's, I like Bumble because it's like those Sadie Hawkins dances and like the TV shows that like I've never been to in my life where like the girl asks the guy and it's all on them. Because with Bumble,
oh.
it's like you swipe and you match, but after you match, then the girl. Then leads the conversation. And if the girl doesn't message you within like 24 hours.
You're not allowed to message the girl.
Yeah, not first. And then after the 24 hours pass, if they don't message you in 24 hours, the match goes away.
Wow.
Yeah. So on one hand, it's like, haha, no pressure.
Yeah.
But then if they don't match with you, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, Quasimodo didn't fit your fucking standards over here. Like, I'll go back to my bell tower and hang out with my gargoyles. Like,
oh my gosh, shut up.
That's never happened to me. Everyone messages me back as immediately.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yes, of course, absolutely.
Yes. They go, oh, it's Punctual Pringle.
Yes.
I love his new song.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Famous podcast.
Yeah.
So, you want to see my Tinder account?
Yes, actually, I would.
Yeah, I'll jump over to where you're at. So
yeah.
You have to lean over.
Because I am fascinated by this online dating thing. I know it's so huge.
Yeah.
I know that there are people who've met and, you know,
so this is,
gotten
this is,
married.
I mean, obviously the podcast can't see this because obviously I'm showing her, like, an actual, like, phone mm-hmm. thing. But, like, this is it. It's got your picture, your
very
thing.
Very nice. Great picture.
It says what you do for a living. I said I was the co-founder and podcast host at Amor Media because, you know, I don't want to say I fucking work at a restaurant. And I feel
mm-hmm.
like that's generic and average. So, yeah, this is my wonderful bio. Was once told I looked like Seth Rogen, joke teller, podcaster, Dungeons & Dragons enthusiast, television fanatic, and lover of pizza. Swipe if you want a 6 with a 10 personality.
Okay, that is
and
awesome.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, that
like,
is hilarious.
If I was a girl, I would be like, oh, look at this average-looking man with a 10 personality. So, that's my friend Gage.
Aw.
Yeah, you can tell he
guy.
Looks like a tool.
Yeah.
Well, you can say it. And you can post pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And these are my medley of selfies that I've posted.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
that's
it.
That's so interesting.
And then you go over here and you have...
can we swipe on some people?
Yeah, you can swipe. But yeah, and then you get the picture and...
She's cute.
So my friend Dylan has this theory that he says, if you want, like, you just do this. You just swipe on literally everyone. Because eventually, by you swiping on everyone, the person who has interest in you will also swipe on you, and then you can pick and choose.
So you're swiping
who you
want. On like 30 women.
Well, that was just me
women,
blindingly
right?
swiping. I usually don't.
Okay.
But for the sake
just,
of the story,
you just swiped
on
like 20 different women.
Yeah. And then so if they like you.
I have a question though. Is this like, is Tinder and all these apps, are they LGBTQ?
Yeah. Yeah.
Friendly. Okay, yeah. So they are. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
okay.
If you when you first start, it says you are
interested in.
You are like male or female, and then it says interested in male or female or both.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they got them. So,
oh, that's really cool. So,
and yeah, and then if that person swipes on you too, well, and the way it's supposed to work is you swipe on people you're interested in, and then they will swipe on you back, and then that's how you know, oh, these are two beautiful people that want to talk. The way my friend Dylan does is you swipe on everyone.
And then one of them will write.
And then when they swipe on you, you go, oh, actually, no, I changed my mind. And then you can unswipe. It's very shallow.
But I think dating apps
in general are shallow.
Yeah.
Especially when there's people like me who, like, you know, I think, like I said, I'm a 6 with a dumb personality. I feel like I'm at a disadvantage, you know, because I feel like what really gets me in the door is, like, my sense of humor and personality. And you can't confide that on an app.
Because I don't know. I feel like I'm not cut out for... Mm-hmm. For dating apps, because I don't feel like...
We should do another episode called Rocky Gets a Tinder.
Oh my God, no, I can't do it. No, I feel like I couldn't do it. But no, because I just feel like I have to like meet the person and talk to them and like have a spark.
Well,
like,
well yeah, that's,
you
I
know
think that's
I mean?
Why I think that's why you set up the date and then you go on the date and you meet them. And then,
yeah, but how you can't tell that from a picture because I think
well,
someone's
no, but that's why
like,
you have the actual date. Oh, you're saying you would have a hard time swiping somebody.
Yeah, because...
Well, that's also why you should read their bio. Like, I don't... A lot of people don't read the bios either. I do because that's, you know, I'm interested in that. But
yeah.
A lot of people just go... They swipe and then, like, you know,
because I just
there,
feel like
but,
I mean, looks are
well,
so
because,
fickle,
like, you know, if you
like,
see this good looking human being and then it says I'm a neo-Nazi and their like description and you just swipe right on him and then that neo-Nazi's like, oh, that girl's cute. Next thing you're on a date with a neo-Nazi and
yeah,
no one wants
see,
that.
It's like, that's just giving
that's
me
not my cup of tea. I don't know about you, but
yeah, no,
punctual
don't.
Pringle don't play yeah. like that. So.
That's the thing. So it's like, I feel like I have to like meet someone. I just, like, I don't know. I guess nowadays that is an organic way to meet. Yeah. But
I feel like that's, I mean, that's, when I became single, I was like, guys, I don't know how to date. And everybody was like, get apps. That's what millennials do. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, well, we only have 3 minutes left. This flew
oh,
by.
Oh, yeah, it did fly by. Yeah. Well, I had fun talking about all of our failures.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it made us stronger as people.
I do think they made us stronger as
people.
You
want to see Rocky get a Tinder next week, you know, tune in to Rocky Gets a Tinder.
No.
Okay. Or not.
No, I can't or do not. It. I'm not relationship ready.
See, I hate myself, so I love doing it.
Yeah, well, I think I don't know. I'm not a hookup person. You know what I mean?
I mean,
I'm neither. Serial monogamous.
Me neither.
And, like,
I like meeting people. And
yeah.
That's like, and in a weird way, it's kind of therapeutic.
Yeah.
Swiping and being like, ha ha, yes, I have the power.
Yeah.
Now. I control the fate. Like, that's my egotistical side yeah. coming out. But.
All right. That's. This is a wrap.
Yeah, I think that's
maybe next week I'll get a Tinder. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
Tune in. You'll have to, listen, we can't spoil the ending.
Yeah.
Tune in next week to see if she gets a Tinder. I think we have a guest on next week.
We
right?
do.
We do have a guest
yes.
on next week.
We
so
great...
you want to say who it is now?
No, we'll post about it.
Okay, yeah. Tune in yeah. next week. Listen, we can't give everyone everything away for
no,
free.
No, we
here.
Can't.
You have
no.
to keep them wanting more.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, so that's going to do it for us. You can follow me on Twitter at ChattingTatum1.
And you can follow me at EverythingRocky everywhere except Twitter.
Yes,
so.
And join the dope-ass dream wall so we can get dope-ass dreamers that don't leave me on red. That's rude. But yeah, guys, that's going to be it. Have a dope-ass day and enjoy this closing song.
Yeah, the song is called Riot, and you can find it on all digital platforms.
Is that one of my songs, too?
It is one of your songs. But, you know, it's strangely you can find it when you search Everything Rocky.
Well, that's because, that's because I let you have my songs.
Oh, that's yes. what it is. Okay. All right. So you can find it if you look up Rocky Wallace on all digital platforms.
If you look up anything of me, you'll never find it.
All right, guys. Have a dope-ass day.